News in brief. Large crowds of supporters and opponents of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi are holding fresh protests. This comes as the opposition groups have chosen Mohamed El-Beridai as their representative in negotiations on the country's future. Morsi faces pressure. Several ministers and spokesmen have announced their resignations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said that an international conference on Syria must be held soon. He also acknowledged that it might not be possible to hold the conference until August or later. Kerry made the remarks after he met his Russian counterpart in Brunei. Meanwhile, Syrian government forces have arrested one of the most wanted militants in Aleppo. The army says Khalid al-Hayani, the leader of a terrorist group, has been involved in looting equipment and devices from several plants in Aleppo and smuggling them into Turkey. Israeli forces have killed a Palestinian teenager in the occupied West Bank. Mu'taz Idris was shot by Israeli soldiers and then run over by an army patrol in Durar village. Human rights groups say at least 19 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces in the first half of 2013. A court in the United Arab Emirates has handed down prison terms of up to 15 years to 64 people on charges of plotting a coup to overthrow the government. 8 of the convicts have been sentenced in absentia. The defendants say they've been abused in prison. However, the government denies this. In Afghanistan, militants blow up a car bomb outside a US-led military base. The attack, which took place in the northeast of the capital, Kabul, was followed by gunfire. 4 guards, 2 civilians and 4 militants were killed in the violence. At least 6 Afghan soldiers have been killed and 3 others injured in attacks and explosions across the country since Monday. The Ministry of Defense said in a statement that the soldiers were killed in Kandahar, Logar, Helmand, Baghlan and Zabul provinces. And people have gathered outside a court in Istanbul, Turkey, calling for the release of protesters arrested in recent anti-government rallies. In a symbolic move, they demanded that authorities also arrest them for taking part in the protests. Police have detained hundreds of protesters across the country.